Welcome to WGXC 90.7. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And you are listening to this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. At the top of the show, you heard O Tannenbaum, music by composer Vince Guaraldi from the 1965 Christmas special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. We played this music 3 years ago on our very first test run of The Score before the station even went live. So who knows how many of you out there ever heard it. So we thought, what the heck, let's bring it back 3 years later to get people into the holiday spirit. Margot, do you want to tell our listeners out there a little bit about Vince Guaraldi, the composer for A Charlie Brown Christmas?
I'd love to. Vince Anthony Guaraldi was born on July 17th in 1928 in San Francisco. He performed as a piano player while in college, and he was part of the hip jazz beatnik scene. He actually became known as Dr. Funk. He actually sported a handlebar mustache, Elvis Presley sideburns, and an Allen Ginsberg's glasses. His first serious gig was at the Black Hawk, where he worked as between the different acts. He was the pianist, and he filled in for the notorious tough musician Art Tatum. In 1955, he put together his first own trio. He was on piano, Eddie Duran was on guitar, and Dean Reilly was on bass, and they played at the Hungry Eye Club. This is when he first developed his sound.
So let's play a bit more of that sound, shall we? Was What Child Is This from The Score to A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Far from an overnight success, Guaraldi received his first public accolades during the final night of the first Monterey Jazz Festival way back in 1958. He took the stage after the jazz legends Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Rollins, and Billie Holiday. He was part of a very youthful quartet, and he himself was the piano player, calling himself a reformed boogie-woogie piano player. And actually, that quartet was asked to come back on stage several times. That's how excited the audience was by their performance. In fact, the festival security had to keep turning the lights on and off in order to get the crowd to disperse.
In 1959, Guaraldi formed a trio with Monty Budwig on bass and Colin Bailey on drums to record his interpretation of Antonio Carlos Jobim's haunting soundtrack to the French-Portuguese film Black Orpheus. The single, Samba de Orpheus, was made from the album, and on its B-side was the song that first put Guaraldi on the charts and in demand. That song was Cast Your Fate to the Wind. Now, we didn't originally play this because it wasn't part of the Charlie Brown Christmas on our first round, but we tracked down the song and have it for you today. So the song became a gold record winner and earned the 1963 Grammy as Best Instrumental Jazz Composition. So we're going to play that for you now. Enjoy.
Thank you.
You just heard Cast Your Fate by Vince Guaraldi, the song that catapulted him to fame, followed by My Little Drum from the score to A Charlie Brown Christmas.
In 1964, the television director Lee Mendelson was driving over the Golden Gate Bridge when he heard on the radio Guaraldi's song, Cast Your Fate. He was so moved by the song that he decided to track down the composer to see if he might be interested in creating music for a documentary that he was working on at the time called A Boy Named Charlie Brown. Naturally, Guaraldi was completely inspired by the request, and 2 weeks later he phoned Mendelson up and he had him listen to a song that he wrote for a Peanuts special. That song was called Linus and Lucy. When Mendelson first heard the song, it's told that he absolutely fell off his chair because he realized at that moment that he had found the sound for the Peanuts, for Peanuts himself. And that song has since become the signature theme of all the Peanuts specials. And we're going to play it for you right now, and you're going to recognize it.
If you're just tuning in and waking up this Sunday morning, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 and this month's edition of The Score, where today we are featuring the score to the 1965 classic television special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. And hopefully you're not hearing that car alarm that's just going off outside the station annoyingly, which I keep hearing in my ear as I'm broadcasting live to you. But the last time we played that song for you, it was a snowy, snowy December day. Margo fell off the stoop on our back porch and fractured her arm, but we made it live on air that day. And there's that car alarm. Anyway, let's get back to our radio show. Today it's not snowing, but it's going to be snowing tomorrow, so get out there and do your holiday business. A boy named Charlie Brown, show creator Charles Schulz, writer, producer, director Lee Mendelson, and animator Bill Melendez and Vince Guaraldi were the team to create this TV special that you've all come to know. Ironically, Mendelson was never able to sell the original show to the networks, and the original show, A Boy Named Charlie Brown, has remained unseen to this day. However, the show was used as a calling card to attract the sponsor Coca-Cola and to interest them in the notion of a Peanuts Christmas TV special, A Charlie Brown Christmas. It was the music composed for A Charlie Brown Christmas that shot Vince Guaraldi into even greater fame, and Guaraldi went on to compose scores for 16 Peanuts television specials, plus the feature film A Boy Named Charlie Brown. The soundtrack to A Charlie Brown Christmas, written in 65, has never been out of print since its initial release, which is quite a testament to his work. So we're going to play another track from that soundtrack. Enjoy. Thank you. You just heard Christmas Time Is Here, the instrumental version of it, music composed by Vince Guaraldi.
A Charlie Brown Christmas was the first primetime animated television special based on the comic strip Peanuts. It was produced by Warner Brothers and UPA animator Bill Melendez. Melendez was also the voice of Snoopy. It aired on CBS for its debut in 65 all the way up until the year 2000, at which time it began to air on ABC. This year will be the 48th anniversary of the program. It has won an Emmy and a Peabody Award. Peabody Award. The program was made on a shoestring budget, and it had very poorly mixed sound. The voices of the animated characters, and this is very unusual by today's standards, were real children, some of whom could not even read yet, and they had to have their lines cued to them one at a time. Because some of the children needed their lines fed to them, their audio tracks needed to be spliced together in the studio after the recording sessions. Okay. This led to the very familiar sound of the Peanuts delivery style. I think that is just so cool. And a good example of this idea of using real children for the show, is in the song entitled Christmas Is Here, composed by Guaraldi, with the lyrics written in 15 minutes by the producer Mendelssohn and sung by Mendelssohn's son, who was just a sixth grader at the time.
And his sixth grade class. So let's hear those real children as opposed to the actor children that do all of this work today. All right, here they are.
Thank you. just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it?
So you just heard Christmas Time Is Here, which was the vocal version of that with those real children, followed by a couple lovely sound bites of Charlie Brown trying to figure out what Christmas is all about. And that last song was called Skating by Vince Guaraldi from the soundtrack, or the score rather, for Charlie Brown Christmas. Now, CBS executives back in the mid-60s, did not believe that a jazz soundtrack was right for a children's show. They also thought that the central themes within the storyline, that being anti-materialism and faith, were really not appropriate for children and the general population. They especially did not want the character Linus to recite the story of the birth of Christ from the Gospel of Luke. Imagine that. Executives not wanting the world to hear that. So Schultz was adamant about keeping this element in and said, if we don't tell the true meaning of Christmas, according to him, who will? So we got that soundbite of Linus, and we're going to play it for you now.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Ooh.
On February 6th in 1976, while waiting in a motel room between sets at Menlo Park's Butterfield's nightclub, Guaraldi died of a sudden heart attack. He was only 47 years old. He had just finished recording the soundtrack for It's Labor Day, Charlie Brown, earlier that afternoon.
It's Arbor Day.
Oh, Arbor. Ah.
All about the trees.
Okay. Ultimately, his passing was a huge blow to his colleagues, and it was totally unexpected. The day of the funeral, they played the Charlie Brown music over the loud system at the church.
The composer Ned Roram once wrote, "Music is the sole art which evokes nostalgia for the future." I never really understood what that meant until I started thinking about a Charlie Brown Christmas. Somehow the holidays rarely measure up to what one hopes they will. The score for a Charlie Brown Christmas both acknowledges that feeling, embraces it, and holds it close to the heart, and really holds out hope that one day that ideal Christmas will actually happen.
Christmas is all about?
This time of year that's so brimming with holidays makes me think about the idea of miracles. And I kind of wanted to talk about what I perceived as sort of a miracle. But first I wanted to preface it by saying this. Out there, have you guys ever looked at the old photographs of our cities and villages in upstate New York and, you know, saw the downtown areas brimming with people and wondered, my God, that was such a busy area, such a gathering area, such an area for the community to meet and congregate and shop and speak with the shopkeepers and the restaurant owners and think, what happened? Well, I think we all understand with the emergence of the box stores and the challenges of the economy that those wonderful areas, our downtown areas, have been absolutely struggling in the last period of time. Well, yesterday, riding through Catskill during the winter stroll, I guess it's called, seeing all the families with their kids out, you know, and the horses with the giant thick legs bouncing up and down the street, and Angelo out on the sidewalk frying up dough, and the loudspeaker announcing kids winning basketballs, and the families with their kids finally having a place to go to celebrate, really, basically community, going in and out of the restaurants, going in and out of the shops, purchasing gifts if they're able to. It was such a great feeling to see that river city filled with people. Then later in the afternoon, I was working at Spotty Dog in the art department, and I could see from the back of the shop the street out in front with all the people passing through and coming up into the store, gathering for a beer or to buy a book or to have their kids run through the art department looking at the games and the artists coming in, you know, to build up their supply of paint and things. And I realized that a lot that this holiday is about, with all of our talk of anti-materialism and everything, it is also about a time and a place for people to gather, for people to feel that sense of community again, whether that community is a gathering of friends in one's home or actually speaking to the shopkeepers or, you know, greeting the restaurant people, or meeting with one's family over a meal, or spending more time with one's children, that one of the miracles that one witnesses during this time of year is that community has the ability to find itself congregating somewhere. And certainly it felt like a miracle to see our downtown areas so filled with community yesterday. I wanted to thank all of the shopkeepers and the restaurateurs for staying open, the musicians and poets that filled the shops, and just to say to you all, happy holidays, and I hope you have time to spend with some form of community. So until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.